The debate to decide Toronto's 2014 budget ended, but not everyone is happy with the results. Protesters rallied both inside and outside of City Hall during the first day of the debate. Among the causes they were advocating for was for a city to invest more money in public transit. Observer Radio News reports.
Please, do not disrupt council.
City Hall was even more frantic than usual. Rallyers walked around City Council demanding change to the planned budget, from preventing cuts to certain programs to bigger subsidies for others. But where are they actually planning to send the money? Chief Financial Officer Rob Rossini broke down the planned budget.
The largest share is 28% is what I would call human services, that's like children's services, long-term care, social assistance, and shelter. But the biggest, the single item of the $9.6 billion that we spend on is the TTC, almost 18%.
That means $1.7 billion out of a $9.6 billion budget, a $22 million increase compared to last year. But some say even that amount of money isn't going to be enough to guarantee good service. TTC Riders is an organization made up of transit riders advocating for a better TTC. Spokesman Michael Covey was inside the council chamber watching the proceedings.
What we're here to ask is for the city to contribute a bigger subsidy to TTC budget, the operating budget, because we have record ridership this year. More than any other year, ridership has gone up, so we need the service to keep pace.
Covey says that the increase in public transit funding this year is good, but he is worried it won't be enough to sustain the 540 million Torontonians expected to use the TTC in 2014. Arturo Chang, Observer Radio News, Toronto.